The Noise by Tadika Tillman Foster in Year 8. Leaning over to do my makeup is one of the worst things of my morning. Your eyes are always black and saggy, your lips are always as dry as sand, and your spots are as hideous as ever. Maybe it was the looking in the mirror part that made it worse. I was putting on the very last of my lip gloss when my mirror just suddenly cracked into two. Literally, you could see the deep cut between both sides of my reflection. I was shocked. I hadn't even touched it. You could say I felt offended. Maybe it had cracked because of my looks. Nah, probably one of those cheap IKEA bedside mirrors I made myself believe. I wondered if Mum had heard the glass shatter and was thinking I'd broken something, which would be understandable. However, when I made it down the stairs, the kitchen and the living room were completely empty. I didn't attempt to look anywhere else, as there was an unfamiliar note left on the fridge door which had Mum's tiny metallic handwriting. It had obviously been ripped out of the nearest scrapbook, which happened to be mine. I tore the note off the fridge, nearly ripping it in half with frustration. I didn't understand it at first, but then the tiny image of an eye trying to wink made it quite clear. The words read, "Off out shopping, secret squirrel stuff. P.S. Don't eat everything in the fridge." I laughed out loud, not sure why, as she was offending my size. She knew I would understand, as she used the phrase "secret squirrel stuff" before, whenever she was wrapping or buying presents. I would have thought she would write, "P.S. Don't kill your brother," but that was out of the question. I stopped for a minute. That was a good point. I do have the house, but not to myself. Maybe I will have to kill him before he gets up. Well, that won't be until 4 o'clock in the afternoon, but I have my chances. I sprinted up the stairs in panic, praying to God that my brother was out. If he was, I could invite all my friends over. I was thinking too much, getting a bit overexcited. What if he was in? Ah, what the heck. Oops! I forgot to knock. Last time I went in, I didn't hear the last of it for a whole week. However, as soon as I opened the door, I felt like someone had stuffed my head in front of a fan and let the wind blow me away. Of course, it wasn't the wind at all. But then what was it? It only took me a second to find out. It was not wind, it was not heat, it was, well, how can I put this into words, stench. You couldn't quite identify all the different mouldy smells individually, but the evidence was on the floor. Wait till Mum hears about this, I thought to myself, grinning all over. Revenge was sweet. His room was like going into an old man's fridge who hasn't been there for years. Smoke, Thursday's dinner, Lynx, Pringles, pizza and beer couldn't all fit in the fridge, but in a room, yes. I slammed the door shut, not wanting to gag any more than I was. I ran to the bathroom, thinking of what item would help get the smell out of my nose. I couldn't exactly spray deodorant up my nostrils, could I? I sat back on the toilet, not caring if the seat was up or down. As I sat back to think, I heard another piercing sound coming from my bedroom. I had already jumped in the bath, thinking it was an earthquake, but then realised I was in England. What had caused the house to shake? I ran to where the sound had come from and searched my bedroom clean. Maybe something had tipped over, like a cupboard or something. I stopped. I definitely didn't have a cupboard, and neither does Mum or Sam. I was panicking a bit here, doing a bit of thought tracking, if that even helps. When was the last time I saw my family? I was just over-exaggerating. Mum left the note, and Sam must be at friends. But then, that just leaves the strange noise. Probably the neighbours. I mean, what else could it be?